Greetings, and I welcome you to the house of the Lord in the name of Jesus Christ, our Redeemer. And as we come here at the start of this week, on this, the Lord's Day, to remember Him in the Lord's Supper and this sacrament service, I hope everyone feels welcome and everyone can truly commune with the Lord as we draw apart on these grounds this day. For a call to worship, I would turn your attention to the Book of Mormon, third book of Nephi, chapter 8. And it reads, "And it came to pass that Jesus commanded his disciples that they should bring forth some bread and wine unto him. And when the disciples had come with the bread and wine, he took the bread and brake and blessed it. And he gave unto the disciples and commanded that they should eat. And when they had eaten and were filled, he commanded that they should give unto the multitude. And this shall ye always observe to do, even as I have done, even as I have broken bread and blessed it and gave it unto you. And this shall ye do in remembrance of my body, which I have shown unto you. And it shall be a testimony unto the Father, that ye do always remember me. And if ye do always remember me, ye shall have my Spirit to be with you." And so I commend those words to you, saints, that you might be reminded that what we do today is a testimony. It's a testimony of your faith in Jesus Christ and an opportunity to witness not only to God of your willingness to serve Him and to learn of Him, but also to one another that are present here today as you partake of this bread and the wine that's set apart for this cause. I'm prayerfully hopeful that you would keep our brother Denny in your prayers as he would bring forth the words of life and remember him, and as we sit under his ministry, let us all turn to hymn number 163, "The Church is One Foundation."
O God, the Eternal Father, Lord, it is with great rejoicing that we lift our voice unto Thee on truly a beautiful Sabbath day. We thank You, Father, that Your people have answered the call and assembled this morning, that we might hear the spoken word, and that we might reach forth and partake of those emblems that represent the body and blood of Thy Son, Jesus, and remind us of that sacrifice that was made, yea, that infinite and eternal sacrifice. Prepare our hearts this day that we might be worthy to partake. Forgive us of our sin. Help us to leave this service and go forth with an invigorated desire to serve Thee all the days of our life. We invite Thee to be here in this service today and pray that Thy Spirit would now descend upon this waiting congregation. Be with my brother Ed as he presides over this service, and be with my brother Denny as he would break the words of life to us. Thank You, Father, for all the blessings You've laid before us. Indeed, we are most blessed people. And we ask all these favors, and we ask that Thy Spirit would come. And we ask all these things in the name of Jesus Christ, Thy Son and our Savior. Amen.
As you know, our theme is the 23rd Psalm this week for our camp. And the portion that was given to me to expound on was the second sentence, which is, He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. You know, I never really contemplated that particular part. Have you? Have you contemplated what that is? He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. What do you mean, He maketh me to lie down in green pastures? Why would He make me lie down in green pastures? It took me a little bit of thought and a little bit of investigation, actually, to find out, for me anyway, what that might mean about Him making me lie down in green pastures. I realize that He is Christ. He is the shepherd. And we are His sheep. And you know, the shepherd always wants what is best for his sheep. He always wants to take care of them. And so what does He do? He makes us to lie down in green pastures. And what are those green pastures? If you were the shepherd, where would you want your sheep to lie down? A lot of you parents, grandparents, great-grandparents. Where do we want our offspring to lie down? What type of blessings do we want? And that's what this is, I believe, it's blessings. You certainly wouldn't want them to lie down in desert places where there is no nourishment, where there's nothing to keep them going, nothing to look forward to. To me, the green pastures where He would cause us to lie down would provide the best for us. It would provide probably the best in temporalities, maybe monetary, but the best thing that I could think of that He would provide for us would be his spirit. Having a spiritual affluence. In other words, he wants the abundance of gifts given to us. And those gifts are mentioned in 1 Corinthians. The 12th chapter, and I'm going to begin at the 4th verse. I'm not going to read it all. I'm going to just highlight it. It says, "Now there are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. To one is given the word of wisdom, another knowledge, another gifts of healing, another working of miracles, another prophecy, another discerning of spirits, diverse kinds of tongues, interpretation of tongues." It says, "But all of these worketh that one and the self-same Spirit, dividing to every man severally as he will." I think these are the gifts and the green pastures that perhaps this 23rd Psalm is mentioning. However, there is another scripture, the Doctrine and Covenants, and that's in section 81:3b. It says, "I, the Lord, am bound when ye do what I say. But when ye do not what I say, ye have no promise." It's kind of like sheep running off from the shepherd. They're not doing what he says, so they run out of his care and his keeping. I'm sure that the sheep, speaking of the four-legged sheep, stumble and they fall throughout their lives, just like we do, even getting lost. You know, I think the roughest part, possibly between child and adulthood, is somewhere between the ages of 12 to 20 to 30. I think that's the roughest part. It seems as though the temptations of the world are most affluent to this age group. And, you know, I was no different. I went through that too. I felt like, and I'm sure I was lost. But the Lord seemed fit to gather me up in his arms like he did the picture of the sheep in his arms and return to the fold. The shepherd always wants to look for the lost. And this is why he's provided a way for us to return to the sheepfold through repentance, through forgiveness. Repentance and forgiveness is God's way and his gift to us. Because without it, we would not have any salvation. And today, we have the opportunity to come before this table, the sacrament of the Lord's Supper, here to partake of the emblems of the body and the blood, as Joe said in his prayer, those of Jesus Christ. And we would hope that each of us have had the opportunity and have taken the time to go before the Lord in preparation for this special morning, this morning. I know that campers here this week have special opportunity being here, sitting under the ministry, in the classes and the preaching, and all that will go on here at the campgrounds, to gain a closer understanding, to gain closeness to the Lord Jesus Christ and His Spirit to be with them. From Isaiah, I read this on Wednesday evening. It talks about the sins and the forgiveness. The first chapter of Isaiah, 18th and 19th verse. Come now and let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. If ye be willing and obedient, ye shall eat the good of the land. The good of the land, in one case, might be these green pastures. But for me, the good green pastures would be in abundance that we might have of the Spirit of the Lord to be with us. And that's what I hope for you campers this week. The Spirit of the Lord will be here in abundance if you seek for it. And I know in the preparation that we've made for this camp that the Lord is willing, more than willing, to share with each one of you His Spirit, His love.
As we continue to make preparation, I would ask that we would turn to hymn number 414, 414, as the emblems are prepared. We'll remain seated. As Brother Dan Brown offers a blessing over the bread, Let us each kneel facing the emblems.
O God, the Eternal Father, we ask Thee in the name of Thy Son, Jesus Christ, to bless and sanctify this bread to the souls of all those who partake of it, that they may eat it in remembrance of the body of Thy Son, and witness unto Thee, O God, the Eternal Father, that they are willing to take upon them the name of Thy Son, and always remember Him, and keep His commandments which He has given them, that they may always have His Spirit to be with them. Amen.
As Brother Sean Brudo offers a prayer over the wine, again, let us kneel as close as possible, facing the emblems.
O God, the Eternal Father, we ask Thee in the name of Thy Son, Jesus Christ, to bless and sanctify this wine to the souls of all those who drink of it, that they may do it in remembrance of the blood of Thy Son, which was shed for them, that they may witness unto Thee, O God, the Eternal Father, that they do always remember Him, that they may have His Spirit to be with them. Amen.
Is there anyone that missed their portion of the emblems at which to partake? In light of having so many different visitors and friends here, I like to call us all friends. I do want to take just a moment to allow you to know who's up front. To my right and your left is Brother Joe Williams, and then next to him is Mike Estel. And as you've heard from Brother Dennis Seymour, and to my left here is Darren Cunningham, Dan Brown, Sean Bruto, and Eric Baker. And many of you know my name's Ed Turner, and I count it a privilege that we had opportunity today to fellowship and partake and to testify of our love for our Savior Jesus Christ as we reach forth in the sacrament service. In closing, let us turn to hymn number 147, after which Brother Mike Estel will close us with a benediction.
Father, what great joy we have known this hour. What great joy has been ours for the privilege and the opportunity to have met here in this beautiful setting with these beautiful people, to hear your beautiful words, and to know and to feel your love for us. How wonderful to walk in your light. How great is our love, Father, for you and for these our friends and our neighbors. We leave this hour, Father, knowing that we are prepared for the week ahead, knowing that your Spirit walks amongst us, and knowing that that Spirit is your great and powerful and redeeming love. We pray, Father, that you would continue to go with us and lead us throughout our week, that all we do here this week might bring honor and glory unto you in the seeking of thy kingdom here upon this earth. We pray this, Father, in the precious and lovely name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen.